Scene 9 of The Soul's Awakening. A small room in Hillary's house, with a general atmosphere of seriousness, like a study. At first Maria, alone in meditation, then Astrid appears, later Luna, the guardian of the threshold, and Benedictus. Maria. A star of soul, there, at the spirit shore, it draws near, nears in spirit brightness, myself it brings, and, nearing, its light gains strength, gains calmness, too. You, star, within the circuit of my spirit, what, approaching, shines on my beholding soul? Astrid appears. Astrid, perceive what I can now bestow on you. From cosmic strife of light with darknesses, I wrested thinking's power. Faithfully I bring it back into your earthly form, from out the cosmic midnight's wakening. Maria. O Astrid, until now you have appeared as shining shadow only of my soul. What forms you into this bright spirit star? Astrid. I kept the lightnings and the thunder's power to hold them safe for you in soul existence, and now you can behold them knowingly, recalling thus the cosmic midnight hour. Maria. The cosmic midnight hour, before the sheath of body enclosed myself on earth, passed wakingly in Saturn's light-filled color. My earthly thinking has till now concealed this spirit life in dullness of the soul. It rises upward now in clearest vision. Astrid. Within the cosmic light you spoke the word, O everlasting time, I do entreat you, pour out yourself into this blissfulness, and let the leader, let the other soul abide with me, within you, peace imbued. Maria. Abide you too, O moment, you that could create for me this spirit happening as strength of self. Prepare and arm my soul, that you may not pass from me like a dream. Within the light that lights the cosmic midnight, which Astrid now creates out of my dullness, my ego joins that self that for its service created me within the universe. But how, O moment, do I hold you fast, in order not to lose you when my senses feel once again earth clarity around me? For mighty is their strength. And if they deaden this spirit vision, dead it will remain when the self again in spirit finds itself. Luna appears as if called by these last words. Luna, preserve and heed. Before your sense existence brings you to dream again, the power of will, which now this moment could create for you. Recall the words I spoke myself when you beheld me at the cosmic midnight hour. Maria, my Luna, from the cosmic midnight hour you brought me my own power of will, to be a firm support within my earth existence. Luna, the guardian's warning followed thus my words. You shall behold yourself quite differently as image of yourself in ancient times, and know that in the flight to spirit heights your wings gain strength as well by sudden falls. The wish to fall should never tempt the soul, but from each fall it must draw forth more wisdom. Maria, whereto does your word's power carry me? A spirit star, there at the shores of soul. It radiates, draws near, in spirit form myself it brings and nears, approaching, nearing, its light now grows in density, forms darken within the light, they shape themselves to beings. A youthful mystic and a sacred flame, the highest hierophant's austere command, to tell the vision seen within the flame. The group of mystics, overcome by fear because of the young mystic's self-confession. The guardian appears during her last lines. The guardian. In spirit listening, fathom for yourself the highest hierophant's austere command. Maria. O human soul, now read what through the flame the cosmic word proclaims within itself. Who spoke these words, which my own thinking, recalling, lets emerge from tides of soul? Benedictus appears after the first line. Benedictus, with my own words you called me here to you. When in times past I gave you this command, you were not yet prepared to follow me. My word then dwelt in evolution's womb. The lengthy course of time gave it new strength, which flowed to it out of your inner life. Thus it was active during later lives on earth, in your soul depths, unconsciously. Through it you found me as your guide again. Now it transforms itself as conscious thought into the mighty purpose of your life. The holy mystic ritual we perform is of significance not only here for us. Through word and deed of sacred priestly rites, there pours the fateful stream of world events. Maria, it was not you who spoke those words. It was the Hierophant, who used to be your comrade within that ancient mystic brotherhood. He knew that by the power of destiny, its end was then already foreordained. Unconsciously, the Hierophant foresaw the rosy dawn of beauty's shining semblance, announce a new sun rising over Hellas within the spirit current of the earth. So he forbore to send the power of thought, which he should have directed to my soul. He was the cosmic spirit's instrument, there at the holy rite, through which he heard the whispering stream of cosmic evolution. He spoke a word then from his inner depths. Indeed, I've come to know in deepest measure the solitude of this stern spirit shrine. Why am I all alone here at this place? Benedictus. Into his soul the seed of solitude was planted. Later it matured and grew into a soul fruit in the womb of time. Capacius is tasting now this fruit as mystic, driving him to follow Felix. Maria. But there is still that woman who was waiting near by the temple, whom I see in ancient times, and yet my sight can still not penetrate to where she is today. How can I find her when sense life makes me dream again? The Guardian. You will discover her when in soul realms you see that being which she feels as shade among the shades. She strives for it with strongest power of soul. She will not free it from the realm of shades till in her present body, through your aid, she will behold her long past life on earth. The Guardian and Benedictus disappear. Maria. There moves as star of soul the solemn Guardian, in glowing light unto my soul horizon. His shining spreads forth calmness through great spaces. Solemnity shines forth from him. His sternness pours strength into my being's deepest core. I will submerge myself in peacefulness. I can divine that through it I will guide myself to fullest spirit wakening. I hold you fast, my messengers of soul, forever fast, alive as radiant stars. I call on you, O Astrid, when my thoughts tend to withdraw from clarity of soul. And may my word find you, O Luna, when in soul depths power of will is fast asleep. Curtain, end of scene 9.